Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to FS Garrison Stadium tonight for one of the most heated rivalries in all of high school football as your Mountain Home Bombers take on the Goblins of West Belfont. My name is Tobias Pugsley, and tonight I'm joined by a merry band of heathens we like to call the Broadcast Boys. Up in the film booth tonight, we got Kurt, the cameraman Drury. Back in the KTO Classic Hits 101.7 studio, keeping the radio feed on point, we got Maddie Mac Daddy Sharp, flying the pilot for Bomber Sports Network video feed and 100 other things tonight. We got Dylan El Capitan Conley. Join us live from the sidelines tonight. We will have Dr. Russ, the real deal Rawls. Tonight, welcoming a new member to our team, tracking live stats and chiming in. Please welcome former Harding Bison, Barkley Big Time Terry. And lastly, my co-host and brother from another mother, a man that needs no introduction, the play-by-play guru, Brad the Harrison Hater Coleman. Gentlemen, the hype is over, the trash is talked, now we're ready for some football. How about this atmosphere tonight?
Man, Tobias, this is awesome. Great night to be at Bomber Football. We've been waiting for this. This is a rivalry that dates back from 1947. That's 77 years of football. It's an awesome night. The Bombers got one over the Goblins last year, 43-31, I believe was the final score of that one. It was a great win. I think it snapped an 11 or 12 year losing streak for Mountain Home. And, you know, they're coming in here flying high. They're coming in here ready. They're coming in here ready to get going.
They are. Looks like these stands are starting to pack up pretty quick. We told people get here early and often. It's only 6:22 right now. And sorry, filling up fast.
It is. It's a big night. Going to be a great night in the Ozarks for some football.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, pay the bills. Stay here with us. We'll be back at FS Garrison Stadium for this matchup tonight. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the flipping community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yellville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flippin to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. We're here at FS Garrison Stadium tonight for the Bombers versus Harrison matchup. Brad, the text line is open. Folks can text us right now. Hit us up 870-321-6839. We'll keep that open all night long. Make sure you tell us what your name is when you text in. That way we can give you a shout out. We want to do that live right here on the air. Brad, heated matchup tonight. We're going to do a quick preview. What are we looking at tonight?
Man, it's a great game right here. This is one of those true early season tests that you're getting from Mountain Home. You know, Mountain Home coming off a win against the West Plains team, they were physical. They were strong. Now, all of a sudden, Harrison is coming off a loss. They went up to Branson, and it was a weird night. They started on Friday night and played half, and then they got into a lightning delay. that delay pushed on over into, they end up finishing the game on Saturday night. So it was kind of a weird night for the Harrison Goblins, but they end up losing that game. So you got two teams. You got one coming in off a loss to a close Missouri team. You got one team coming off a win to a close Missouri team, two that are trying to be rivals with that. And, you know, this is one of those games that sets the season moving forward. Right. This is one of those games. If you're Mountain Home, if you can beat West Plains, you can turn around, you can beat a Harrison. And then all of a sudden you look up, you got a bye week. Then you get ready for Rolla, and all of a sudden things start rolling in a positive direction. On the other side of the ball, if you're Harrison and you lose to a Branson, and then Mountain Home comes into your place and you lose, things can go south quickly.
Yes, they can. And so we're going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to dive in a little deeper on both offense and defensive side of the ball. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Welcome back to FS Garrison Stadium for tonight's matchup. Brad, now, and Barkley, we want to dive a little deeper now on the offense and defensive sides of the ball tonight, guys. Mountain Home, impressive on the offensive side of the ball last week. We saw this quarterback, Brantley Phillips, really step up, not only do well with his arm, but also beat people with his feet. So what do we think about this offense tonight versus this Harrison defense?
Yeah, you know, right now, offense, Mountain Home's offense is going to come in and we're going to try to establish Brantley, right? Brantley's going to make sure that he doesn't throw the ball away, give it to the other team. We've got that four-headed monster at running back. We've got everything that we need to do as far as that goes. And, you know, it's just one of those things that Mountain Home's got to do what they do well, and that's run the ball, you know.
So let's flip sides of the ball just real quick. Defense.
Yeah, so on defense side of things, you know, Mountain Home had been preparing for a Harrison team that runs the ball. They're physical up front. Their offensive line's physical. Their defensive line's physical. Kind of sad news for Harrison. They actually lost their best player. Eli McNutt was a player that Mountain Home had on their radar, probably a generational-type talent that had come through Harrison. He took a knee injury in the Branson game and lost it. Hated to hear that for the kid. Great family. Great kid. One of those things that just a freak play that happens in a physical game in football, and you end up hurting his knee. I mean, he had some looks at some D1 colleges. The good news is I think he can have some surgery and get some repaired and maybe come back next year. But, you know, that's going to change the look of Harrison's offense, definitely.
Absolutely. And, that you know, I hear that's one of the best players that's probably come through Harrison quite
he
some
was.
Time.
He's the big basketball player for him. Like I said, just a great kid. I know Eli pretty well. And know their family. Know it's Mountain Home and Harrison. You know these. You've seen these kids. You've grew up with these kids. Having kids around that age, you're there. And it's just a tough break for a kid. You hate to see that. Hate to go down there. But, you know, it's part of the game. We got Carter Atkins also sitting over there with a knee injury. That would be an awesome asset to our team. So it's just who can do that. So, but Mountain Home's going to have to be ready for the run game. Harrison's going to lean on that run game. They Reese threw the ball quite a bit against Branson. They had to. They were down, but they want to lean on that big offensive line. They want to run the ball, and Mountain Home's going to have to be physical up front and try to keep them from running the ball.
There comes with, you know, that injury a little bit of uncertainty, so to speak.
There is uncertainty. You know, do you take Reese, who's a pretty good running quarterback, do you move him back to tailback? And if that's the case, then, you know, as Harrison, you're looking at Gavin Jones, a sophomore, stepping back there. Well, is Mountain Home, do you prepare for Reese? Do you prepare for Jones? Who do you prepare for? What do you do? You know, you hope that they're going to run the same thing. And, you know, I talked to Coach Airy a little bit. And he's saying, hey, we got to watch our defensive backs. They like to throw it over the top. And let's just be honest, you're playing at Harrison. There's always something happens at Harrison. There's always calls that don't go Mountain Home's way, and that's going to happen tonight. We know that going in, but you got to overcome those things. This is a good mental, emotional test for this Mountain Home Bombers team to be ready for the rest of the year.
What do you think about a 2 or 3 touchdown lead to potentially beat some of those obstacles?
That'd be awesome. It'd feel good going in the second half knowing that we're not going to be in the hands of somebody in black and white.
That's right. We're going to take another really quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you struggling to find time to get your banking done between 8 and 5? At FNBC, we understand that you're busy, especially during banker's hours. That's why our iBanker live tellers are available to assist you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Simply pull into one of our 14 convenient drive-thrus, tap a screen, and you'll be connected with one of our iBanker live tellers who will quickly get you taken care of and on your way. You and FNBC iBankers, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Welcome back to FS Garrison Stadium for tonight's rivalry matchup between the Mountain Home Bombers and the Harrison Goblins, or West Belfont for those that like to have nicknames.
I don't know who that would be.
Anyways, we're back. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into both the offensive and defensive sides of the ball tonight. Again, you know, the Bombers are just coming off an excellent win against West Plains, bringing home the hardware. And tonight we're really, really excited about this offense. Last week we got to see a little bit of Barrett Miller running back. We also got to see a little bit of Dawson Dunlap. And I'll tell you what, guys, what a tremendous combo of backs back there to be sort of taking charge and carrying the rock for the Bombers.
Yeah, you know, it's a four-headed monster. They're all kind of different. You got Barrett Miller who wants to get outside. He's a track guy. He wants to outrun everybody. Then you've got Dawson Dunlap, who, if you ask me, he looked the more of a traditional style running back there. He put his head down. He hit the hole hard. He shot through the line. He was tough to bring down. Then you got patient Jacob Chenoweth. He's the one that's kind of behind the guys, behind the offensive line. He got his hand up there. Where am I going to go? I don't know. Oh, I'm popping out here and I'm finding the hole. He's the one that found the end zone quite a few times last week for the Bombers. And then you always got to worry about Tube Brantley. Brantley could take off, and I've heard many people say that he looked like an Arkansas quarterback, Matt Jones. He had that sneaky speed. You look at him, those long strides are there, and you're sitting there going, wow, how's he outrunning these guys? And he just is. He just doesn't look running fast, but he's outrunning them. And I'll tell you, one thing that's really cool, we got a new person in the booth with us tonight. Barkley Terry's joining us. Barkley, good to have you.
Great to be here, guys.
Any of you
Great
guys who watch ESPN, he's like our himbo back here. Barkley, you got any stats that you got from some
Man,
of these guys
from
last week?
Not to dwell in the past, but last week was great. That you were talking about the rushings, 48 rush attempts. We counted 4 rush TDs. 7 different guys touched the ball. They were averaging 8 yards a clip every time they got it. So they spread it around. They were chewing up West Plains. They couldn't tackle. They were falling off tackles, and we were making them look really, really bad when we decided to put the rock on the ground.
That's awesome. You know, and it's anytime you can get 7 or 8 yards a carry like we did, man, that changes the game.
Why would you do anything else?
That's right.
We were talking about Brantley. Brantley is the son of Tasha and stepson of Jared Forrest, who owns Southern Construction, our pregame sponsor.
That's right.
Call Southern Construction for the number one most trusted local roofing company. You can give them a call today, 870-405-2359. Call Southern Construction today. Guys, just an offense loaded with weapons.
Yeah, you know, and what I'd love to see is I'd love to see Brantley, too. What can he do with his arm, right? We don't have to hit those 50-50 home run balls. Last year against Harrison, I would contend that that's probably how we won the game. We won those 50-50 balls. But now all of a sudden we're starting to see Caden Dotson on the outside. You got Talon Palmer out there. Gus Wilbur plays a little bit. Bryce Kincaid had some catches. These are on the receiving side of things. And, you know, this maybe not be the 50-50 ball. Those guys are kind of shorter. They're kind of smaller. But all of a sudden, how do we then get them the ball at 5, 10 yards and let those guys use their speed and space? What you got for us on stats here?
With Bradley stretching his legs and getting out there, he threw 7 to 14 last week, got a little bit over, a little bit under 100 yards, right at 73 yards, but he still averaged 10 yards of completion. And when he did make some of those completions, they were real confidence builders. And I think you're going to see more of that today as he settles into that pocket. You're going to find him getting more confidence and trusting those deep balls a little bit more.
Guys, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the big nasties up front. Did a great job last week. Purdue, Henderson, Yarborough, Brockstaller, and Ford just doing a tremendous job up front, getting it done, creating lanes for the running backs and for Brantley to run through. And definitely giving Brantley lots of time.
Yeah, four seniors there and a junior, and Yarborough's the only junior that's there. So guys who have seen a lot of action, they've seen a lot of 6A West action. They've seen a lot of you know, different types of defensive lines. And so that's a huge asset when you got guys. You know, we're talking Boxdollar. He looked good on the offensive line. He played a great game last week for us, and Purdue, all these guys. They just did a really good job. So we got to eliminate penalties and let those guys do the work.
We can expect to see a former Bomber back there in the secondary for Harrison and Jackson Kreiner, who did earn some postseason awards last year. A great player back there. We're going to have to be accountable for where he's at all night long.
Yeah, he is. And he missed the first half of last week's game. He had some, I guess, holdover penalties. I guess he had an unsportsmanlike penalty from the year before. But, yeah, somebody that they know well. Jackson's friends with all these guys, and we're going to have to know where he's at because he is kind of a ball hawk back there.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights. They're going to have to be aware. All right, guys, switching sides of the ball a little bit. Let's flop over to the defensive side of the ball where, I mean, you just got to be proud of this Bomber defense last week playing lights out. And I tell you what, they're fun to watch.
They are. Our defense was probably the backbone of that West Plains game. If you were to look at what kept us in that game, you know, there were times where we started off a little slow or we gave up a touchdown on a short field. Other than that, they scored late in the game. West Plains really did not have much of a mojo when it came to offense, and that had to do with our defense. And it starts in the defensive line. Man, our defensive line, you got Henderson up there. You got Greninger, my boy Greninger, and Setzer. Those three guys, we kind of play of a 3-4 with a walk-down defensive end. Aiden Setzer will walk down a little bit. So it's kind of a little bit of an amoeba-type defense. You don't really know what to prepare for. But those guys, man, they did work. Once again, you're talking senior. You got four seniors across that board. And that when you can start in the trenches with senior-led, big, strong kids, you know, good things are going to happen.
I got a big circle around number 12, Dawson Dunlap, Brad. I mean, we like to say boom, but that's a kid that brings the boom. I mean, we will call his number a lot tonight.
He will. He's kind of in that middle line, in the outside linebacker position. You'll see him on the right. You'll see him on the left. He comes in there, and when he comes in, it is like a missile as he fires out of there. And it's one that's just fun watching this kid play. And, you know, stats-wise, do you have any stats on the defensive side?
Yeah, last week, and I think that's where you're going to find it again tonight, they're going to lean on that defensive line and those rushing linebackers. We got 9 tackles behind the line or sacks last week, and I think that is, man, you hit a guy behind the line 9 different times, they're going to start getting cautious. They're going to get jittery feet. That's when mistakes start happening. We had an interception. We had a fumble. Those turnovers kill games. So I expect more of the same tonight. That defense is fast, sideline to sideline. They are a bunch of headhunters.
Yeah, they're going to have to be on their toes. Once again, Harrison's offensive line, I want to say that they averaged, I'll see if they have it on there, but I think it was around 270 pounds or something. They were some big boys up front and very strong guys that are up there. We're trying to catch that for you here.
265, 228, 215.
Yeah, 215, so maybe I was off a little bit. So
maybe 235. 235,
240, which is pretty big.
Yeah, but look at their height, though. You got a 6'5", 6'2", 6'1". So they do have a tight end. And their backups, they don't have a backup on the right-hand side that's below 6'2".
And a big, tall tight end. I remember him last year. He scored a touchdown against us. They like to run this little inside tight end screen that if you watch out for, all of a sudden, you know, you got to watch out for that on Harrison. But they're going to lean on those guys. They're strong. They like to run behind those guys. And that's what you're going to see from Harrison, I believe. You're going to see Skylar Lee. He's a sophomore. Once again, I know Skylar pretty well. He's a sophomore running back. Reese is going to be, and we'll see. We'll watch that Ramsey and Reese and Lee, and kind of how all that changes up, and where does you know, Gavin Jones come in there, and we'll see what they do since they did lose Eli McNutt.
So we had a little bit of talk here in the booth beforehand, and I'm going to ask Deacon, our man hitting the switches, to zoom in on this. These are our predicted scores from the broadcast team. I think everybody got in on this. We even had Neil Denton from the Bulletin in on there. This is something we started last week. We really enjoyed. So if you're watching on video.
You just mentioned this because you got closest last week is what it was.
Well, that's where I was going. I was setting up. I do have the commanding 1-0 lead.
We need to get our sponsor, Southern Construction, in here. You know, they deal with estimates all the time when they're doing it. Southern Construction Roofing Company, they deal with estimates when they're placing roofs. I tell you what, Jared Forbes and his crew, they do an excellent job with Southern Construction. If you guys need anything roofing-wise, reach out to them. They're huge Bomber supporters. I just personally had a roof replaced from them. They did an excellent job. They took the work out of it. They got in, got out. It was out of business. They worked out on the weekends. They'll work around your schedule. They do a great job. Check out Jared Forbes, Southern Construction Roofing Company. Once again, appreciate them as our sponsor for our pregame.
Yeah, call them for all your roofing needs. That's 870-405-2359. Southern Construction. And guys, let's turn our – what do you think is going to be sort of that pivotal key to victory tonight for the Bombers?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, can we match the physical nature of a Harrison team? They're going to want to lean on us. They're going to want to try to make this a game where it's between the trenches. They're going to go and make us stop them. So it's one of those deals. I think if we can match their physicalness, I also think, me personally, we're going to have to be up pretty good at halftime. You know, we don't want to leave it in the hands of let's just say, an official or a call. It's going to go both ways. There'll be calls that Harrison doesn't like. There'll be calls Mountain Home don't like. But we don't need to leave it in their hands, because that can get in your head when you're playing at a rival's place.
Yeah, they need to settle in early. I mean, you're on the road. The wind's blowing out there. It's a beautiful fall night. They need to settle in early, get their feet underneath them, get that running game going, and let's just chew clock and let's wear them down.
It is wide out night for student section. I'd say there's maybe like 40 seats left on the visitor side.
Yeah,
maybe
they're
50.
Piling in over there.
They're going to have to squeeze a little closer and act like they like each other tonight.
Yeah, Mountain Home is filling the stadium well. Our boys are back. The band, Mountain Home brought their band. They gave us about three rows of bleacher that's about 20 feet wide. It looked like for our band to sit on over there. We couldn't expect any better accommodations over here.
We're going to need a little bit more room, aren't we?
Yeah.
Guys, one of the things I want to talk about, a lot of distractions this week. If you're Coach Airy, how do you keep the guys focused on football? Because there are so many things Harrison Week. It's almost like homecoming.
You know, I actually heard Nick Saban talk about this today, and not that Coach Airy's Nick Saban, but I did hear Nick Saban talk about this. They asked this same question in an interview of like, okay, big rivalry game, how do you handle that? He's like, we prepare. If I know there's a better way to prepare, why would I prepare better for 1 week than I would the next week, because I got to win. That's what I want to do, is win. And so he said, you know, in games like this, you just want to make sure that your kids aren't overly hyped. How do you control the emotions? How do you do it? And I think that's for Mountain Home. How do you control the emotions of things?
Yeah, that's going to be their test tonight, I believe, because you've got to keep them in check. You know, it's really easy to get mad at Harrison. These two teams hate each other. And it's easy to let that get out of control really quickly. So just as much as a test on the emotional side for them as it is the physical side tonight. Make sure to hit us up on the text line. Tell us who you're rooting for. Tell us what you think your keys are to victory. We'll be reading those aloud tonight. And the text should start coming in. Right now, we want to send it down to the field live with our man, Russ the Real Deal Rawls, coming in. Going to give us a little report on the sideline.
Let's see if we can get this. Russ, are you there?
Hey, Brad and Tobias, down here.
Hold on, Russ. We lost you here just a second. There you go. I got you.
Hey, Brad and Tobias, down here on the field. The energy is pretty high tonight. I don't know if the energy is quite as good as it feels more at home at Bomber Stadium. But anyway, so big game tonight between the Bombers and the Goblins. As you guys have probably already talked about, both teams lost a pretty good player. We lost Drew Hannington, ankle fracture, and then Harrison's best player, Eli McNutt, had a severe knee injury. He's out for the year. So, should be a good game tonight. I don't know that Harrison has the offense to put a lot of points on the board. So if they're going to want to keep this game low scoring, hopefully our offense can come out high powered like last week, keep the turnovers down, and the Bombers can come away with a win here in Harrison, go to 2-0 in the season and 2 in a row against Harrison the last 2 years. We'll catch up with you guys at halftime. Go Bombers.
All right. Thanks, Russ. That's pretty awesome. If we way to get that, some sideline reporting. We're trying to catch up with Russ at halftime. Also, we're going to try to catch a player at the end of the game in order to do that.
You're listening to the Southern Construction pregame show. Make sure to hit up Southern Construction, your number one trusted local roofing company. Call them today, 870-405-2359. Brad, do we have any texts coming in yet?
No texts coming in yet. Uh-oh. Make sure you hit us up on the Classic
Kids. Make sure to we'll get that line out again, 870-321-6839. Amazing. It's just the crowd just keeps pouring in. Looks like people are still trickling in. Great accommodations up here tonight. We got into town. We had a great meal. It's been a good trip so far, guys.
It's been awesome. It's been a great trip. Once again, we got Barkley Terry joining us. Barkley, glad to have you, man.
I'm this is a full tilt operation. I absolutely love being here. I love that this is a rivalry game. There's something special about rivalry games. It's that good old fashioned, I don't like you, you don't like me, Hatfields and McCoys, and it translates into great football most of the time.
And you said this is your first experience in Goblin Stadium, right?
First experience in Goblin Stadium to watch the high school team. I got to come over here with the youth program last year and take part of one of their tournaments. That was a great experience, and looking forward, the Mountain Home Youth, the blue team, they will travel over here this fall and play the Harrison Youth program.
So let's talk about tomorrow's starting youth football league, right, guys? Both of you are involved with that heavily.
Yeah, we got two teams kicking off play tomorrow morning. We got the blue team that's going to play home at Bomber Stadium. They'll start at 9 o'clock with the third grade, and we got third, fourth, fifth, and sixth playing, and they'll just play one right after another. And then the gold team is going to head to Mountain View, and they're going to take on Mountain View. I believe starting at 9 as well.
Yeah, and I think Mountain View's the Yellow Jackets. Gate admission for that is $4 for adults, $2 for students, cheerleaders, athletes, and kids under 6. Get in free at Mountain Home. That game in Mountain View starts at 10, and, of course, it goes in the same format, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. We're expecting the cheerleaders to be out there tomorrow. They're going to have a full concession stand. It should be a great Saturday morning for you to come out, watch some youth football, and really pour into these young athletes.
Also heard, too, and Deacon, I think you can confirm this. He's our man, our pilot over here, Deacon running everything. But at the Mountain Home games, there may actually even be some streaming of the games on Bomber Sports Network. Deacon's giving us a thumbs up on that. So if you are, tune into Bomber Sports Network. If you have the Mountain Home Athletics app, you can download that. You can pick up your roster. Not on the app. Okay, it's not going to be on the app. He just hit me up with that. But for all the games that are here, if you want to check out the app for Mountain Home High School football games, go download the Mountain Home Athletics app. You can find the roster. Say you're watching tonight's game and you look up and you're like, man, who's number 5 or who's number 12 or what year are they? It'll be on there and it'll have everything on there.
All the details. It's a great, great app. Deacon, you're doing a wonderful job on all that, man. We really appreciate the
great work.
It's good stuff. Easy to download in the app store. Just go to the Apple App Store, Google Play Store. Got some fireworks going off here in Harrison.
Fireworks in Harrison. Hopefully that's the only time we get to hear those go off tonight. I don't know if they're sponsored like that, but that'll be all right.
But, guys, what a night for football. I mean, we've been kind of building this all week, and, you know, we've all been talking. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
Friday nights in the Ozarks, ready for some Bomber football.
That's right. That's right. Make sure to keep hitting us up on that text line, 870-321-6839. Like we said, come out and support our youth football players tomorrow morning. You know, as we look around the state, guys, the programs that are really getting it right and winning championships right now, you really can trace that lineage back to their youth program. So excited that Aries now involved in the youth program a couple years now. And I think you can really start to see some differences. And again, you'll be able to check that out tomorrow on Bomber Sports.
Third through sixth grade, Tobias, there's athletes. Third through sixth grade, these guys are excited. They want to be Bombers. And I'm excited to see them, and you should be too.
And it's really great to see some of the high school kids, too. They will come out and actually work with the kids, you know, see them giving back. I mean, they've all been there, and it's really neat to see. I mean, these kids just idolize these high school guys, and it's really neat.
So starting to get a couple texts in. We'll hit those before we go to our first, our last break here before we get to kick off. We're about 11 minutes away here from football here in Harrison. We got tuning in from CrossFit, Arkansas, supporting Bomber Caden Del Soto. Pumped to watch extreme rival matchup here. Hey, go Bombers. Whip up on Harrison. Great broadcast. Doctor says we got here. Dr. K says go Bombers. Emily Reed, go Bombers. Appreciate you listening, Emily. Big supporter of the program. Tell Frau we said hello too as well. Tuning in from CrossFit. I already got that one. Let's see. Bombers going to win. Bombers are going to bomb the gobs. Lily Ford. Appreciate you tuning in, Lily. Hey, Sammy Raycraft, our man, the man who gets us all hooked up. Sammy's listening to us. And we got one more here from Anna and Jeff Carlson. They said they're traveling to a softball game, but watching on the app. What a better way to sit in your car and watch a little Bomber Sports. Thanks to Bomber Sports Network and the app. Yes. Thanks to the Carlsons. Got some future Bomber, Lady Bombers coming up in that household as well.
So, and you mentioned Sammy, but a big shout out to Sammy. If he made this so simple that even we could hook it up.
That's exactly
you,
right.
But you did a good job. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be back. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. This is the Southern Construction pregame show.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, the Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
He's not going to come. It doesn't matter for you, but he's going to do it.